Before we hop in with our incredible guest here on the Championship Leadership Podcast, I wanted to talk a little bit real quick about my world class, Unleash the Leader Within experience, a 4-day experience that is built to give you momentum in life that will create the movement that will allow you to go out and accomplish goals and outcomes that you have felt like are mountains. Like mountains that are almost impossible to overcome. Unleash the Leader Within, you go through this experience. All of the different modalities are strategically put in place to help you to become the person today that will allow you to become the person that you want to be tomorrow. All about creating a life that you love. And we do that in many different ways. We've had incredible results from hundreds of clients that have come through in the last 4 years that we've been running Unleash the Leader Within. And so if you want to create a new operating system for yourself, if you want to have a level of certainty that would have people respond to you at a much higher level as a leader inside of your life, and you want to go out and have results that, like I said, you thought at one point were insurmountable, and you want to turn mountains into molehills inside of your life and create a life that is unrecognizable, take what feels like the impossible and make it possible, then go to www.natebailey.org/ULW.
In 05 and 06, I deployed to Kuwait. I used to wait every day for them to say, nature going home. I missed my life, missed my wife. For 15 months, she was all alone. But when I got back, I felt out of control. Feeling entitled, I put my life on hold. I keep on drinking, so I'm sinking in a river of liquor. Me and my wife weren't alright, I didn't reconnect with her. I had a business, insurance agent, and rental properties. But is there something bigger than this? I know there's gotta be, so I invested in myself. I started seeing coaches. Life is a camera, I fixed the lens, and now I see in focus. Now my life's unrecognizable
from my life just a couple years ago.
17 plus years of marriage, it's never been better than this. And we got 3 kids, that's who I do it for.
I'm called to be a leader. I'ma lead the way, cause I'm a firm believer. We can do anything we want. Look, if I said it, then I meant it. I probably already did it. Consider it done. Consider it done. If you need some inspiration, you should play this
Championship Leadership Podcast.
Hello, what's up, everybody? Welcome back, Championship Leadership Podcast. And we got C.A. Kilich from Los Angeles, living in Los Angeles currently. Welcome to the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate, for having us. I appreciate it for your time. I'm really excited. It's my first time doing a podcast. Thank you very much for allowing me.
Yeah, we're gonna have fun. It's your first time, so hopefully we'll make it a good experience for you. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? And I know, so you and your company are a part of the TV show Boom America, which I'm a part of as well with Kevin Harrington, one of the original Shark Tank members. So tell us a little bit more about who you are and your company, and kind of, you know, how you've gotten to where you are today and what you're up to today with all of that.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Asiya, and we're a family-owned company. Grastic.com is our product, basically. And we are very excited to be part of the Boom America. And we're based in California, Los Angeles. And we are warehousing our businesses on in Los Angeles, but we work all around the world, basically. Mm-hmm. So we've been in the business about over 4 years with Grastic.com. And we are very excited to service many different businesses and partners that we have. So I want to talk about a little bit what is Grastic, so and how the idea basically came up.
And how is that spelled again?
So Grastic is G R S G-R-A-S-S-T-I-K.
T-I-K. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Drastic. So I just want to... So Grastic is basically privacy fence with artificial grass and chain link fence combined together. So it is gives you privacy for your resident, for your business, or wherever the ugly location that you want to cover, basically on your space. So the idea actually came up with our house that we purchased in California about 6 years ago. And we had a backyard that we covered with material with a similar to Grastic. So because we had some wood fence partially on the backyard, some brick, so it's kind of like look very ugly. And my husband said, oh, we just don't want to get rid of this ugly looking fences. So then what we can do? So we searched it. We purchased this little square and plastic things and we covered it. We staple gunned it. But after 6 months, it started deteriorating because of the sun damage. So my husband said there has to be something else better to cover this, you know, chain link fence.
Yeah.
So that's how he came up with the idea, you know, artificial grass with chain link fence and gives you privacy and very aesthetic, nice looking backyard. So that's how we started actually. And it's been great adventure for us and we learn a lot. And how much actually people were looking for a privacy on their own space.
Yeah.
On their neighbors. You know, especially if you have a pet, for example, dog, they bark a lot when they see each other. So to barking, so a lot of conflicts actually people had, and Grastic was their solution. So it's been great experience for us.
Take a quick pause here inside of this incredible interview that you are listening to. To let you know about my 100 Mile Mindset audiobook. If you would like a copy for free, you just have to send me a quick email at nate@coachnatebailey.com, or you could send me a private message. I'm all over the place on social media at Coach Nate Bailey, Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Twitter. You can even find me on the new social media app out there, Threads, through Instagram. But if you would like the free 100 mile mindset, so you could create a 100 mile mindset for yourself based on my experiences, my lessons learned from being an ultra marathon runner, shoot me a message. I'll send it to you for free. I love it. So you said 4 years ago you started the company?
Yeah, it's about 4 years. And my brother-in-law and my husband started the company. So it's about 4 years. Yes.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah, so yeah. It's been it's a long journey, it seems to us, because a new experience for our family, because the business that we have previously is totally different field than, you know, just working, trying to figure out the chain link fence with artificial grass combination, how people will like it. I mean, what are we going to do with it? And what type of customer we're going to have. Like, it was stressful at the beginning, but it's now it's a really good catch for us to be able to service many different businesses so far.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, absolutely. How, what's your area like? Is this nationwide that you're helping people with, or is it local to California?
Yeah. Yes. No, it's not only California. We do work around all U.S. different states. We do ship by pallets. And we train people over Zoom how to install the product. So we educate, actually. If they have any conflict, we do live Zoom when they're installing. So we try to make it as easy as possible for our customers to be able to use the product as a functional item. So, and you know, install easily and change your environment, you know, for a long time or period. So then you don't have to think about it again next year or next year, what's gonna happen. So we do work with a variety of businesses, like residential apartment buildings, like mm-hmm. schools, cities, private businesses. We do a lot of schools because the schools do have a lot of chain link fans that needs the kid, children needs the privacy, especially nowadays, a lot of, you know, conflicts happening with the people from outside and children, yeah, right. you know, in the backyard. So schools have been having issues with this privacy reason. They want to cover their play yard so that nobody can yeah. see the children from outside.
That's great. I love that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So is this something where they can, where they, like, if they have an existing chain link fence, they can just order the product for that? I know you do you sell both though, right?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to have existing chain link fence. You can install without any chain link fence. It's a lot okay. easier if you have existing ones. But if yeah. you don't have one, you just, you know, we tell customer you need to buy metal poles and then drill sure. holes on the ground. So we can tell, inform them how it will work. But if yeah. you have an existing fence, a lot easier to install. So then you just, you know, just roll up across the fence and just use zip ties yeah. to install it. So it's very easy and simple. But we do, we work either way to make yeah. it easy on customers.
Yeah. What have been some of the biggest challenges for you guys as you have you as you've started to build this company and grow it and
yes, biggest challenge is well, we were confident about our product, you know, how it's going to be very useful, and I know especially my husband said yes, there's demand for this this kind of product in America, around America, or around the world. People who are looking for a privacy and nice looking space, but it just it's hard to sometimes convince people, or you know, until they know the product, they're kind of, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure it's gonna work, you know, how long it's last. And so it's sometimes it was hard to convince people, you know, this product is, you know, yeah. kind of covers your needs. So at the beginning, that was the hardest, to putting the word out there, you know, Grastic is a great product that will solve your problem and give you a clean and nice looking environment and privacy. So, but the more people kind of got used to it, especially social media helped us a lot. Google reviews that help us a lot too. So people kind of, you know, we tell them, hey, you can read and you can watch our videos that previous customers we have done it. And we try to kind of redirect the customers, kind of give them a confidence. You know, you're not paying for nothing. You're kind of investing in a long-term product yeah. that you don't have to worry after you install. Yeah. So, That was the challenging part, you know. It's kind of introducing the product in
yeah, absolutely.
Different sectors.
Yeah. How long does your product last?
We give 3-year warranty on the product. Yeah. If anything happens, any damages, we change. Mm-hmm. And but it lasts about 5 to 6 years. In certain locations, you know, it can go up to 7 years.
Sure.
Yeah. But 3 years for sure, we give the warranty for the product.
Yeah.
So it doesn't fade from yeah. sun damage, and it has yes. wind resistant, and it's washable, so you don't have to have any gardening or caring and watering.
Okay.
It's yeah. a lot easier to care, and it's also fire resistant, so it doesn't catch any flames. So people don't have to worry about, you know, catching fire, because there is also hesitation was that, you know, if this catch is a material is a fire hazard, especially for schools. And we actually got approved from LA Fire Department. We have a certificate of that. So if people are worried, then we just give them the certification. So we don't want to have any question marks in our customers' mind that you know, they're worrying about the product. We have all the certifications and paperwork that they're asking for. We prove the product is a good quality product.
Love it. Yeah. What's the big vision for you guys? You know, Championship Leadership, we talk a lot about vision and what you guys would like to do and how big you want to get or grow and the impact you want to make.
Well, we would love to cover, you know, America with GrassTech for sure.
Yeah, that's the absolutely. Ultimate
goal. Yes, that will be great, because when we drive around, you know, we drove around, we came to Florida and we drove miles and miles to get one place to next, and we see fences. Oh, this should be the cover with GrassTech.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, so you don't see any trash or you don't see any rusty fence. And this is the product that needs to be out there, you know, for every single resident or business that should be nicely covered and clean and keep the environment very aesthetic looking. So that's our ultimate goal, reach as many clients as we can to show our product to, you know, say this is a good quality product that you're investing for a long term, not just for a few years. And so that's what our autumn is, to kind of reach, you know, this, especially a certain criteria. For example, schools are our first target, but we don't want to limit ourselves just with schools, because there are many, many businesses, they need that space to be change into a nice looking place for employees to work, for owners to, you know, have nice and safe place. So for commercial residence, apartment units. So basically long-term goal is to reach as many clients as we would like to, you know, introduce our product.
Yeah. Has there been any challenges? I always like to kind of ask, because, you know, we've all had some critical moments where you're trying to decide which way to go, maybe, you know, especially in business, whether or not we're going to be able to make this work. Can we keep this thing going? Have there been any moments where you know, came to that fork in the road, if you will, and obviously you made the decision you did, which has you where you are today, but had you not, you'd be in a very different place that you could share?
Yes. Well, there's always challenges, actually, when you kind of bring a new product to the field, and it's kind of hard to introduce and kind of show people. We're confident for sure about the product.
Yeah.
But how are we going to show that across to people that this is the amazing and great product? So first 2 years was actually a challenging moment for us. Kind of, it was discouraging at the beginning, because we had small clients, like mostly private residents, and we didn't know exactly what sector that we should lean towards to, you know, introduce this product. So at one point I said to my husband, let's get to the schools, because I was a teacher in the past. And so I know the schools use a lot of ceiling fans, and kids actually, I don't like most of the school's play yard, because they're almost like a prison in a way. It's just a concrete and ceiling fans.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know, here and there there's plant going on or a tree, but that's rare. So it's just like plain concrete wall or just concrete space or a chain link fence. So I said maybe schools might be the good direction that we can lean towards too. So then we start actually attending some schools' trade shows that school come to. And then we were sending flyers to the schools or principals or the districts. So kind of introduced the product. I also went to the schools directly myself, kind of, you know, showing them a sample, leaving them sample with the flyers, and then talked to the principal about the product. So we show them also that we can do, you don't have to purchase it at, you know, right away. We can do sample installation for you, and then you can keep it for a week and then mm-hmm. show, you know, your partner or your district, or, you know, if, you know, maybe some of the children from your school, what they think.
Yeah.
So we started doing that, and little by little, then we kind of got a few schools going, and then that's how it started. Actually, schools need it the most.
Right.
More so than, you know, in other places, because privacy also was a big, huge issue, especially low-income neighborhoods, schools on the kind of more dangerous zone, that they're more predators from outside can connect with children while they're in play yard, because most schools don't have eyes on watching the kids while they're playing. Sometimes only one or two persons are watching while they're on the yard. So that's how we figure out basically, you know, starting from private residents, like one or two customers a day, and then showing them, you know, and then we request it nicely from our customers if we, they can share a video. And then we will get their permission, and then we record the video, and then we put it on YouTube. So that's, we tried that at one point, and then that wasn't getting clicks sometimes. That was frustrating. This doesn't work. Let's try something else. So, the final point was actually last 1.5 years, we kind of really focus on schools, cities, you know, working on a lot of city projects and parks and recreations and all that direction.
Love it, yeah.
So, yes,
makes sense. It's
much better, but we want to reach out as many clients as we can in the long run.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we start to wrap this up. What would be, you know, if there's one or two things either from you've learned through growing with Grastic or just in life that if the listeners were able to take and apply to their life today would help move their life forward, what would that be?
Well, from business perspective, you know, if when people are listening to this, it's really actually exciting to start a new business.
Yeah.
Yes, there are so many challenges and very hard days and discouraging times. You pull your hair and you cry and, you know, you motivate yourself. But there is always demand for the product that you either invented or you kind of came up with the idea. There is always a market for your type of product that you brought up, because you know, the world is so huge that every single person have different demands, different needs. Every business have you know, different needs, and you know, like for example, paper is endless needs in our lives. So it doesn't matter how digital we get, but paper is not going to end in our lives. So things like that, and Grastic is one of the product that we are confident that it's not going to end for a long time. It's going to be in our lives, basically. As long as we live, I assume, yes.
Amazing. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that's great. Well, I know you've mentioned a few times, like, what are some of the social media channels? Obviously, grastic.com. We'll get that linked up. But yeah, you growing your audience through, I know you said YouTube, Instagram, anything else?
Yes, actually, we use all the social media platforms, and my brother in law is the one actually who is really good at marketing that. And yeah, we do Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. We did, I'm not sure if we did TikTok, but we did a lot of also a few live videos introducing our product in social media. And we ask particularly from our customers to, you know, if they're okay, you know, kind of saying a few things on the video, if we report them. And a lot of our clients are, we're thankful. They, we use their videos on our platform.
Absolutely.
So that's really effective when, you know, people see actually, you know, who bought the product and using the product and doing the video. People are, I mean, they're trusting more. I would trust more too, you know.
Right.
If
yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Buying graphic, you know, I will trust more people who are using the product.
Yeah.
So, but at the beginning, we didn't know that much about social media. How there's so many details in the background about social media. You can't just like, oh, I did the video, I recorded it, I downloaded it there. Oh, it's just sitting there. No, it wasn't like that. So, learn that in the long run. So when you don't get clicked, there is something going on, you have to check. So there was a challenging at the beginning, challenging moments that we learned. You can't just leave links or videos or pictures as it is. You have to work on it along the way.
Yeah, just like everything.
So, so we have a team actually who is constantly working on social media to upgrade. To make it better.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking time today to tell us more about what you got going on. Excited to see you highlighted on Boom America, the TV show with Kevin Harrington. So, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you, Nate. I really appreciate it. Yeah, we are very excited, Boom America, and it's been great and working as a team. We are very appreciative that we're working together.
Yeah,
thank you
absolutely.
So much.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No doubt you enjoyed that incredible episode of the Championship Leadership Podcast as always. And this is, again, just a gentle nudge and reminder to go check us out at natebailey.org/ULW if you want to transform your life to one that you love, to go out and accomplish things in your life that you've been thinking and dreaming about and just have maybe felt that it wasn't even possible at some point. If that is you and you want to take your life to the next level, go again, natebailey.org/ULW. Let's have a conversation and let's change your life for the better. Let's go.
In 05 and 06, I deployed to Kuwait. I used to wait every day for them to say, nature going home. I missed my life, missed my wife. For 15 months, she was all alone. But when I got back, I felt out of control. Feeling entitled, I put my life on hold. I keep on drinking, so I'm sinking in a river of liquor. Me and my wife weren't alright, I didn't reconnect with her. I had a business, insurance agent, and rental properties. But is there something bigger than this? I know there's gotta be, so I invested in myself. I started seeing coaches. Life is a camera, I fixed the lens, and now I see in focus. Now my life's unrecognizable
from my life just a couple years ago.
17 plus years of marriage, it's never been better than this. And we got 3 kids, that's who I do it for. I'm called to be a leader. I'ma lead the way, cause I'm a firm believer. We can do anything we want. Look, if I said it, then I meant it. I probably already did it. Consider it done. Consider it done. If you need some inspiration, you should play this.
Championship Leadership Podcast.
Hey, baby.